And so we will discuss how pitch is calculated. Now, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty here. There was a mathematical equation with some Greek symbols in here that I dropped out, but I want you to understand how this works. So we want the hydrodynamic effective pitch. And so now that we've gone over that there's a different pitch at each radius, we want to add those values up or average them together in a way that captures their influence. So if we think about a section low in the blade root, it's at a lower radius than a section at the tip. And so if we think about the amount of thrust being carried here versus up here, which one of them is actually contributing more? With this radius in here low, this is spinning relatively slowly around the hub, and the tip is going to be spinning very fast relative there. So the velocity at the tip is a lot higher than the velocity at the root. So radius should have some influence. The radial position of this tip segment and the pitch at that should have an influence. Now, the other thing we're pointing out here, the difference between these two propellers here, is the chord lengths. Now, these propellers have the exact same pitch distribution and they have the same blade area nominally, but they have a different distribution of chord length. This has a wide chord length up at the tip, and this is a very narrow. And so if we have a section at 17 inches of pitch with a long chord length versus one with a small chord length, which one should have more influence? And so what we do here at HydroComp is we use a, and we suggest for our other customers that to calculate the hydrodynamic effective pitch, you consider pitch, chord, and radius and integrate those all together. This is important, and there are some slight differences between when you calculate pitch this way and when you just take a straight average.